Hello again, and welcome to the February 2019 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. I am your host, Marv Pikla, and this month I want to talk about and have everybody listening think about job shadowing. Okay, all right, I can already see the looks and the comments that might come around that sound like, Marv, everyone knows about job shadowing, and I did that when I was in high school, okay? Or something like, there isn't a ton of learning moments in talking about job shadowing. The learning really comes from really doing it. Well, I will not argue with any of those statements, and they're all high value, but today, I want you to think about adult job shadowing. Yep, you heard me right. Adult job shadowing. First, yep, we all understand that traditionally, job shadowing is targeted towards young adults who are trying to figure out what they want to do after high school and what's a great career track to follow. And included in job shadowing moments is the opportunity to find out more specifics about, you know, the products and what they do on the job and services provided, maybe the communications that occur between different people and workers and partners, and the conversations that occur to get the job done. And by observing these actions, these, you know, observation actions, the young people get a chance to, you know, maybe say yes or no to a career track that they were thinking about. But today, during this Learning Moments podcast, I want you to think about the unknowns that are behind every job and every job title. And if you ask, what do I mean by that? I mean, think about the job of an auto mechanic or a teacher, any teacher, or a human services worker or an IT specialist. And as you think about each of these jobs and you think about what would happen if there were adult job shadowing occurring, think about the continuous service upgrades that they all face every day, every week. And then think about the expectations that are put on them beyond what's in a job description and what you think about in a job title. Think about their interactions with customers and yeah, students. And their parents are customers too. And finally, think about the always increasing demands of technology in their jobs at all levels. People working in these positions, I believe, assume and take for granted that their coworkers and their colleagues know about all the different aspects that impact their job performance. However, I contend that they do not, and that the complexities that they face are undervalued with regard to quality and customer satisfaction and performance reliability. So exactly, what am I recommending when I talk about adult job shadowing? Well, specifically, I'm describing a new component for continuous improvement for personnel, for businesses, and for organizations. And if you don't like the title adult job shadowing, then maybe try out job components exploration, or maybe work position realization time? Or maybe just more simply, what do our jobs look like today observations? I believe that there is real value, real organizational development value by investing time and energy and understanding and personal attention by requiring inter-organizational adult job shadowing. No matter the employment sector you work in, I know you will be surprised to hear coworkers tell one another that, man, I didn't know you had to do that, or something similar, over and over again. I know you know what I'm saying. So give adult job shadowing a try. And I believe you will quickly see the learning moments that are occurring all around you. I hope you enjoyed this month's podcast, and we will talk more next month. Thanks a lot.